Most Americans know Amazon.com as a super convenient online marketplace where you can buy almost anything and get it delivered to your doorstep super fast. But the Institute for Local Self-Reliance has just published a report focusing on the negative impact the company has had in several areas of American life. The group's concerns are expressed in this quote from the report's introduction. They state, Amazon's increasing dominance comes with high costs. It's eroding opportunity and fueling inequality. And it's concentrating power in ways that endanger competition, community life, and democracy. The report titled, Amazon's Stranglehold, How the Company's Tightening Grip is Stifling Competition, Eroding Jobs, and Threatening Communities, is divided into four sections. Monopolizing the economy, undermining jobs and wages, weakening communities, and government support for Amazon. The Institute then suggests steps that policymakers can take to check the company's power and bring about a more competitive and equitable economy. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhu spoke with Stacy Mitchell, co-director of the Institute for Local Self-Reliance and co-author of their Amazon report. Here she provides an overview of her group's concern about Amazon's economic impact and how establishing new public policies could protect both workers and communities.
We've been really struck by the fact that this company has become very dominant across the retail sector, has more and more of our transactions are happening on Amazon. This is a company that's enormously powerful and yet remains very invisible to most people. I mean, most of us, you know, we see the package arrive on the doorstep, and that's really about all we really know about this company. And so this report was a way to pull back the curtain and take a look at how much Amazon has grown and then what the implications are of its growing dominance over our economy and our communities, and really to ask some questions about whether we shouldn't be concerned about that dominance. Just to give you a sense of how big Amazon is now, they are now capturing $1 out of every $2 that Americans spend online, which is enormous. You know, online retail is growing very rapidly. Amazon's share of that is growing even faster. We project that within 5 years, a fifth of everything Americans buy will be bought online, and that Amazon will capture two-thirds of those dollars. The company has more than doubled in size, its distribution infrastructure in the last year. They're now the largest seller of books and toys, and by next year they'll be the biggest seller of apparel and consumer electronics, both online and off. And they're making big investments in areas like groceries and across a whole bunch of different industries. And as we document in this report, there are some significant hidden consequences and costs to that dominance.
Stacy Mitchell, I read an article years ago about the horrible working conditions at Amazon warehouses, so I don't think of the company kindly, but almost everyone I know loves Amazon.
What we remind people of in this report is that Amazon has really caused this dramatic die-off of independent retailers, as well as squeezing national chains and leaving more and more vacancy across our communities and fewer opportunities for people to start and grow a business, as well as fewer jobs. You know, one of the findings of this report is that Amazon has actually eliminated more jobs at retail stores than it's created in its warehouses. And then we looked at the quality of those jobs in its warehouses and found that they're very low paid, an incredibly grueling work, a lot of it done not by full-time direct employees of Amazon, but done by temporary workers. So when you start to look at how this company is impacting our economy from a jobs and quality of work standpoint, it's very concerning.
And to think back in the day that Amazon started out as just an online bookseller.
You know, Amazon has this enormous power to pick winners and losers in the publishing industry, and that is problematic both for authors and publishers, but also for us as readers. We should not want a single company to have that kind of power. And as big as Amazon is in the book industry, what's really shocking is that books only account for about 7% of Amazon's sales. As a company, Amazon has become so big in all of these other categories. Amazon wants to be the gatekeeper for everything. They want all of our transactions to flow through, you know, a single pipeline called Amazon. And we really question whether one company should have that kind of power.
Your report notes that Amazon has consolidated its hold over retail in America, but also how much clout Amazon wields in Washington. And part of that, I guess, is the fact that Amazon founder Jeff Bezos now owns the Washington Post.
The last section of this report, we document the ways in which Amazon has strategically manipulated government in order to propel its growth. Amazon has a huge overseas tax haven where they're saving billions of dollars in federal taxes, and they've been able to lower their effective federal tax rate to about a third of what other retailers pay through this kind of quasi-illegal tax transfer scheme that they have going. We also document the fact that local and state governments have given Amazon in the last 10 years over $700 million in direct subsidies to fund construction of its warehouses. Amazon, in order to maintain those favors, which have played a big role in its growth, and of course its competitors, small businesses in particular, don't have access to any of those things. This really distorts the playing field for them. In order to maintain those favors, Amazon has built up a tremendous lobbying capacity within Washington, D.C. They spend more money lobbying than other big companies, more money than Walmart spends, more money than Apple spends. And, of course, it's quite striking that Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, now owns the Washington Post, which is the paper of record for the nation's elected officials. I find that, you know, very concerning and alarming.
That was Stacy Mitchell, co-director of the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. Find a link to the group's Amazon Stranglehold report and related information by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.